We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Shira Toplitz of Roll Call Newspaper. She joined us to talk about the ongoing fight over whether or not Roland Burris will be seated as the next U.S. Senator from Illinois. He, of course, is the longtime state official nominated to be appointed to the Senate to fill the Barack Obama vacancy by scandal-plagued Governor Rod Blagojevich. But, of course, many here in Washington have said that no matter who Blagojevich picks, because of the scandal associated with this vacancy, that choice will not be seated. And so far, that promise is being adhered to. And, Shira, thanks so much for being with us. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too, Greg. Thanks for having me.
What we saw today was pretty much expected. What was Roland Burris hoping would happen today as he came to Capitol Hill?
It's hard to tell what exactly is going through Roland Burris's head these days. You know, he came to Capitol Hill. He was swamped by reporters. If you looked at the mass of people outside, it resembled a mosh pit, quite frankly. There were just so many people crowding around him outside the Capitol. And he came to the Senate, and he handed the Sergeant-at-Arms a certificate that was signed by embattled Governor Rod Blagojevich, but did not have a signature from the Secretary of State, Jesse White. And so there was a big blank place where the Secretary of State's signature would be. So he hands this to the Sergeant of Arms and was obviously rejected and could not be seated on the Senate floor, could not go on to the Senate floor because he didn't have the proper credentials. I mean, he came to Washington with this piece of paper. He saw the blank spot on the piece of paper. He obviously knew he would probably not make it onto the Senate floor today.
Ultimately, though, of course, it's up to the Senate as to whether or not to seat people either nominated or elected. Normally, it's a very simple process, kind of a rubber stamp thing. Earlier, when this vacancy was still officially vacant and Blagojevich had not made an announcement on who he wanted to replace Barack Obama with, but the scandal had erupted, many here in Washington, including Harry Reid, had said, we don't want anyone appointed by Blagojevich. Now he seems to be hanging his opposition on the fact that the Illinois Secretary of State hasn't signed this piece of paper, which, of course, is a legitimate issue. But it seems as though now he's trying to say it's not really the Senate that's opposed to this. It's that this hasn't been signed by an Illinois state official. Is that a major shift?
You know, it's a little bit of passing the buck, you could say that. The first time Majority Leader Harry Reid, took a step back from his original statement that Senate Democrats would refuse to seat anyone appointed by Rod Blagojevich to Barack Obama's seat, the first time he took a step back was actually on Sunday in his, I believe it was Meet the Press appearance, when he was talking about that. So first time he opened the door just a little bit, saying, well, you know, anything's possible. And over the past couple of days, what we've watched happen is he's gone from, no, not anyone from Rod Blagojevich will be seated in the Senate, to, well, anything's possible. I'm meeting with Roland Burris tomorrow morning. That's Wednesday morning with Illinois Senior Senator Dick Durbin. So I believe the door has been opened quite a bit with that meeting. They've let Burris in, actually, literally. So
that's a step forward for Mr. Burris. Where is Dick Durbin on this? I know on the day that the scandal broke, he said immediately he wanted a special election. Is he still holding to that?
Not so much. The special election bill is currently stalled in the Illinois state legislature while Democrats pursue impeachment proceedings for Rod Blagojevich. It's kind of just standing still right now, despite Republicans' pleas to keep going with that bill. Republicans really see a special election as a shot to take the seat, and I think they have a good point, to be honest with you. Dick Durbin obviously knows Roland Burris. Dick Durbin has been in Illinois politics for decades. Roland Burris has been in Illinois politics for decades. They know each other. I think I read somewhere that Durbin invited Roland to watch the swearing-in ceremony from a television in his office. I'm going to guess that Mr. Burris did not take him up on that offer, though.
So in terms of what deal might be struck, we heard a little bit about maybe Burris would agree to not run for re-election to the seat in 2010 when it comes up again, that he would just be a caretaker. Is that something that's likely to bridge the divide here?
I'm going to say Democrats really wish they could do that. I think Senate Democrats are open to that possibility. I don't think that's very likely at all. I think Roland Burris would have to accept that. And, you know, he can always change his mind, too. He can come back in 6 months and say, I think I've done a great job as senator. I know I said I'd step down in 2010, but too bad, I'm going to run again. But something interesting about the state of Illinois is even if he does run again in 2010, if he does get seated and he does hold the office and he runs again in 2010, the Democratic Party is so dominant in Illinois, he will surely have a primary challenger.
And in terms of what happens if there is no deal and Burris doesn't get seated, we know Governor Blagojevich isn't stepping down, and an impeachment process might take as long as 60 days. Would it be that long then until the lieutenant governor, who would then be governor, can make an appointment, or is there some other scenario possibly in the works?
That could be the minimum time. I believe 60 days for lieutenant governor for Rob Blagojevich to get impeached, and the lieutenant governor to take his place and appoint someone. But on top of that, if they were to have a special election and that legislation passed, special elections, especially statewide, are very, very expensive. I heard price tags, $54 million all the way down to $14 million. Now, they've done a special election in Illinois' 5th District for now former Congressman Rahm Emanuel's 5th District. So that is scheduled for March and April. If they have the special election primary in March and then the general election in April, it would be a less expensive thing. But still, that's many months from now.
About 60 seconds left with Shira Teplitz of Roll Call. And if this wasn't already a complicated situation and a situation Democrats certainly wish wasn't happening, now the issue of race has kind of been injected into there. Bobby Rush, the Democratic congressman from the Chicago area, is saying it's a racist decision not to seat Roland Burris. He hasn't done anything wrong. He has a career. He's qualified for this seat. He meets all the criteria. How much is that complicating the situation?
I think it's certainly complicating the situation. Keep in mind, President-elect Obama was the only African-American member of the United States Senate, so there's certainly a precedence and kind of pressure on the Senate Democrats to make sure that someone carries that banner into the next Congress. I do think it is an issue for Senate Democrats. They really don't want to look bad at the end of this by denying what could be the only African-American senator entry into the Senate.
And so we're going to keep track to see if there is a way that Burris can get seated, or we may have to wait, as we mentioned before, a couple of months until there's a new governor in Illinois. Shira, thanks so much for being with us, as always.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Shira Teplitz of Roll Call Newspaper. This is Dateline Washington.